Welcome back to Improvising Fatherhood with Nate Smith.
I remember when I was a kid, about 8 years old, I had an alarm clock. It was a clock radio kind of thing, and I guess my parents must have given it to me. I didn't really know how to use it, and one night I accidentally set it to go off at 1 a.m. The alarm went off, blaring and jolting me out of bed. I had no idea what was going on, but I finally figured out it was my alarm clock, and I stumbled over to it. I could barely get my eyes open, but it was dark, so I wouldn't have seen much anyway. I fumbled around with the alarm clock, feeling for the buttons and pushing each one, hoping it would have the desired effect. Finally, it turned off. I crawled back into bed and figured it was over. I was wrong. 30 minutes later, it went off again. I had unwittingly hit the snooze button. I jumped out of bed and ran over to the alarm clock and again fumbled around until I hit the right button. I had no idea which button it was I had hit before, but once again, I had managed to silence the alarm clock. About 30 minutes later, it went off again. This happened over and over all night long until I finally hit the right button combination to actually turn the alarm off rather than snooze. It was the longest night of my life. I woke up the next morning and the alarm clock was just staring at me with a stupid grin on its face. I could barely stay awake as I headed off to school. This is what it is like to sleep with a baby in the room.
To find more on the comedy of being a dad, go to improvisingfatherhood.com.